Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.
I don't care if they lay me off either, because I told Bill that if they move my desk one more time, then I'm quitting. I'm going to quit. And I told Dom, too, because they've moved my desk 4 times already this year, and I used to be over by the window, and I could see the squirrels, and they were married, but then they switched from the swing line to the Boston stapler. But I kept my swing line stapler because it didn't bind up as much, and I kept the staples for the swing line stapler.
Okay, Milton.
And, oh, no, it's not okay, because if they take my stapler without, I'll set the building on fire.
Okay, well, that sounds great. I'll talk to you later, all right? Bye.
Okay. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. And Barb Perry, the mistress of mysterious sound bites. That's from The Office. Office Space? Is that what it's called? Okay. I've never actually watched that show. I know. I've never actually watched it, but that was funny. I like the whole thing about the squirrels and the swing line staplers. So welcome back, everybody. I had a week off from here, and let me tell you what, I almost forgot how to get here. And I'm also a little tired today. I'm going to cop to being a little sleepy. And I'm going to blame 4 of the most amazing women on the planet for that. Liz, Sammy, Deanna, and Becky. Thank you, guys. Had a little girls sleepover Friday night and had incredible fun. Lots of magical stuff that happened. And yeah, none of us got any sleep. So there we go. I'm way too old for that, but what the heck? It was fun. So we're going to talk polarity in the workplace today. But first, I'm going to do my usual little thing. First of all, phone lines, 877-230-3062 is the number to call if you have a question about polarity in the workplace. It's a pretty amazing topic, especially because of corporate America being the way it is. So if you've got anything you want to talk about, give us a call, 877-230-3062. Would love for you to send me an email or shoot me a message on my Facebook fan page if there's a topic that you'd like me to cover on the show. This show today is actually listener-inspired, which is very cool. And the other thing that I would love, I'm going to ask a big favor from all of you listening. If you get on my website, michellemorgan.org, that's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org, and you go to the media page, you can access the archives of this show on a thing called FeedBurner. And on FeedBurner, there's a little thing you can click where you can either email this show to someone, or you can share it on your Facebook page, and people can automatically get to the show right there. And I would love to ask those of you listening who are digging this broadcast to spread it around a little bit, because I'd love to get more people on board. So that would be groovy. And of course, if you love the music on the show, and who doesn't, because Miss Barb Perry just rocks the Casbah, you can go to iTunes and download the songs, and I will have a list of them up on my Facebook fan page later on today. And of course, that was Dolly Parton with 9 to 5. Great movie. Talk about polarity in the workplace. Boy, howdy, that movie was an amazing example of really bad, bad polarity. So we're going to review polarity now, since it's been a little while since we've specifically talked that subject. But as I'm sure you're all aware of, oh man, once you know about it, you can't not know about it. You see it everywhere. And it is literally, it's the law of gravity. It's basically the law of energetic gravity. Polarity is the natural spark of energy that occurs between two opposites, masculine and feminine in this case. And it's the key ingredient to passion in intimate relationship. But it's also key to the nature of attraction, which is an energy that, that creates a sense of rapport and comfort within all relationships. Literally, the, you know, 2 minute exchange with the bank teller is going to have polarity involved. Polarity is not gender specific. It's energetic in nature. But I always speak to the cultural majority for the sake of simplicity, meaning masculine core men or feminine core women. But it truly is not gender specific. It is energetic. So here's a brief rundown review of the qualities, the energetic qualities. Masculine qualities are presence, purpose, strength, direction. He is hardwired to be the protector and the provider. The masculine takes action. He's the doer. And the feminine qualities are light, love, support, emotion. She is the nurturer and the muse. She invites and she inspires. Those two complement, energize, and empower each other in all relationships, just as they do in nature. And again, I'm not kidding you when I say it's gravity, kids. You can't argue with it. So if you imagine a battery with oppositely charged poles, the system that's run by that battery is in full power when those poles are oppositely charged. When the poles become equal, or 50-50, the power dies. The spark is gone. And if they reverse, if a system is used to the energy running in a certain direction, if the energy reverses, then the system becomes damaged. Okay, little creative license there on the actual structure of a battery, but you get the point here. The modern paradigm for relationship in our world is equality. I've talked about this before. Equality is a great idea. It's a great theory. Unfortunately, the delivery and the subsequent creation of equality in this culture has translated it to sameness, energetic sameness. Men and women trying to be the same. And as a result, polarities become neutralized and absolutely reversed in our culture, and that's happened over the last 40-some years. Corporate America is a brilliant example of reversed polarity. Brilliant example. The caricatures, the stereotypes that you have in corporate America right now are hard, competitive, quote-unquote, ball-busting women, weak, indecisive, untrustworthy men. Both sides, both the masculine and the feminine in that environment are equally manipulative. They just sometimes show it in a different way. And both feel absolutely powerless. If you're not in your core, and remember, kids, your core is not an option, okay? Everybody has masculine and feminine energy within them, but you're at your core, you are one or the other, and that's your authentic nature. And that core nature is operating from the energy of love. There's only two energies we can operate from, and you can only be in one at one time. It's either love or fear. It's funny when we talk about the whole love thing, because people have a tendency with that word, and I even do this. When you hear the word love, you automatically associate it with romance. No, divine love. Divine love is the ability to, you know, see the good in things and the good in people, to see God in everything. That's a divine, amazing thing, and it's the truth. The true energy is love. The contrived and maintained energy by the human host is fear. So when someone's not in their core, they're in what we call the shadow, and that is a fear-based place. And when somebody's in their shadow, it ain't pretty. Shadow begets shadow, and core begets core. Now, that's a little bit of a simplistic statement, because the truth is, unfortunately, with the setup in our culture, a lot of times when we're trying to be in our core, we can actually incite the shadow in someone who doesn't want to be around people in their core because they want to be in their shadow. So there can be a little bit of a backlash sometimes. That's where God comes into the picture. Truly, you can't do any of this stuff unless you got God on your side. You know that. You've heard me preach that throughout the entirety of this show's reign on the air, so I'm going to keep talking about it because that's the point. And it's interesting to me to watch what's been happening over the years, but in particular over the last couple of years, in corporate America. The corruption is off the charts. And I'm fielding a lot of panicky questions from clients about, you know, oh, the world is falling apart. Why is everything so bad? Well, the truth is, the stuff that we're seeing now has been going on for pretty much centuries. It's just that the light's being shown on things now, and that's astrological in nature, literally. The new millennium's all about the truth being seen. And in the last couple years, we've been going through this Saturn-Uranus opposition. Saturn's doing its last little run through right now, as a matter of fact. And so that combination is kicking to the surface anything that doesn't serve you, truly anything. And it's not pretty. It's the cosmic colonic with the fire hose. Everything's getting cleaned out and nobody's enjoying it. But imagine what's possible once the truth has come out. So it's interesting to me to watch all of this stuff every other week, or even sooner than that. There's, you know, somebody's just done something horrific that they've been caught doing, and somebody's going to jail or somebody's in trouble for something. And if you want to look at it from a relatively simplistic view, it really is a polarity issue. The masculine in our culture is not being heroic. They're not stepping up. They're not protecting. They're not looking at things from a standpoint of the good of the many versus the good of the one. They're feeling powerless, so they're grappling for power in any way that they can get it. And when a man who is lost and doesn't feel purposeful, doesn't feel strong, doesn't feel connected to his true heroic nature, it's going to come out the back door and it's not going to look good. And so they will literally grab onto power. And grabbing onto power for the masculine will oftentimes come in the form of either a sexual expression or a financial expression. It's sexual and physical in nature for the masculine. Well, actually, you could break that down even more. It's the masculine rules the intellect and the physical world. So the sexual piece comes through the physical, and the financial comes through the intellect, being the, you know, needing to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Barb, help me out here. I'm losing it. Never mind. Who cares? I'm just trying to make a point here. The money thing is part of that control issue for the masculine. Now, the feminine on the other side, she's not trusting her instincts. Feminine is hardwired to be the ultimate radar system. It's the greatest gift that we have, the emotional nature, which is the intuition in action. And the women in this culture are not learning how to use that. We're not trusting it, not shining our light on the lack of integrity, and not trusting that we know what's right and true anymore. And the women in corporate America are so fearful because they are believing that they have to fight their way to the top. They have to fight to be equal to men. They have to fight for their rights. Isn't it fascinating that we're still fighting? I mean, you know, yes, we've made some leaps in the equality issue as far as, in some respects anyway. But I just find that fascinating that we're still fighting. And one of the things about polarity is that the feminine grows from praise and the masculine grows from challenge. But the masculine will not accept challenge from a feminine core being. He will not take it heroically. He will go into his shadow because it's coming from the feminine shadow. And the reverse is true. A woman, you know, she's not going to take a challenge from a man without wanting to pull her own sword out and hack somebody's head off. So it's a really interesting dynamic. And boy, it is just rampant in our culture. And I truly do believe that things are getting, you know, more exaggerated, because we are being asked to come into integrity. And the only way that we'll do that is if it gets ugly enough and painful enough that we're forced to change. I'm praying pretty much daily that as a nation, we're going to hit bottom pretty soon so that it doesn't keep getting worse. But it's interesting to watch. So we are going to take a short break. And when we come back, I have a wonderful woman on the line who's got some very interesting questions about this very subject. So don't go away. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. We will be right back. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving.
with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense 4-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Need to work, but hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 condo, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. I'm working for a living.
Amen. We're back. This is Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. I love that scene from Working Girl. Love that scene. It's awesome. She has a head for business and a bod for sin. Great combination. That makes me think of a little something I heard on the radio yesterday on a radio station that shall remain anonymous. Anyway, they have this little thing they're running now where they have people call in and share their stories. And the theme of the sharing thing is, how do you break stereotypes? And they had a little sample of this, and some mother had called in with this, you know, cutesy story about her kid, and she was there giggling about it and saying how her daughter said something to the effect of, I'm not a girl, I'm a baseball player. And then she threw the ball really hard, and these women were, you know, the DJ and the mom were just laughing and thinking that was really cool. I thought that was really sad. I thought it would have been really amazing if the mom had said, you are a girl who can throw a baseball really, really amazingly well. Why does it have to be one or the other? Why does it have to be one or the other? That's why polarity is so messed up, kids. Because we're not owning the truth of who we are. Being a girl doesn't make you weak. Being a girl makes you extraordinary, magical, and incredibly powerful. And she can throw a baseball really well. That's awesome. All right, I'm off my flaming soapbox for the moment. We're going to go to the phone line because we got Liz on the phone with us. Hi, baby.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good. So talk to me about your polarity thing.
Well, my polarity thing. I work as a paralegal, and I have for the past 16 years. Mm-hmm. And so I've worked with a lot of attorneys. And as I look back over those different working relationships and see the ones that worked and didn't work, I can totally see now that it was all about polarity, and it works when the polarity is right, and it's awful when it's not.
Yeah.
So I've had extreme examples of both sides, and
right.
Thankfully right now I'm in a situation where I work with a man who is very much in his core, and I didn't, you know, I knew that we were working well together, but I didn't really even realize why it was working until I started thinking of it this way. And,
right.
And it's just, it's amazing.
It is amazing. And just out of curiosity, because you've been learning about the polarity stuff over the last couple of years with me.
Yeah.
And before you understood polarity, when you would be in those situations that didn't work or the ones that did work, what did you attribute that to at that point?
Personality differences.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or something that I was doing wrong.
Right. Or bad luck.
Right. Bad luck. Not knowing how to deal with people.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, all of those things.
Isn't that amazing?
It's truly amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and here's what I love about the whole thing. When you understand polarity and you really work to cultivate right polarity in yourself, which then, of course, translates to the entire world, it makes things so much simpler because you're not grappling for the right thing to do, quote unquote. You know, you start to establish that energy, and energy begets energy. It just does. And we've talked before about the masculine is 80% responsible for creating right polarity because of the nature of the two roles or the two energies. Feminine can't be truly open in her core unless she feels safe. And safety is created by masculine presence. So that aside, the feminine is powerful enough in her 20%, trust me, that she can start to elicit the hero in any masculine core being, if she will be in her true core nature. And that's where the God thing comes in, because then that's what I teach women all the time. We don't live in a world that's inherently masculine, not in the right way. We don't live in a world that's inherently heroic right now. So you got to grab on to the ultimate hero, which is God. Create that relationship so that you can be as relaxed and in your core as humanly possible in this world. And then you start to see some pretty amazing things happen out there. I have had incredible experience with that. You know, me really learning to own my true feminine nature over the last number of years has shifted relationship for me like I can't even begin to describe. You know, being in the presence of people who are purely in their core is pretty amazing. So tell me what your questions are, my darling girl, about this issue.
Yes, well, it has brought a couple of challenges with it for me. And I guess the biggest one, I tend to be a little bit of a perfectionist, and I'm pretty hard on myself when I make mistakes. And
right.
I've found that the volume on that has gotten turned up quite significantly working with this attorney, just because, you know, I really feel like he's gone to bat for me in some right. significant ways and been very supportive. And I feel like, you know, I'm just so worried about letting him down, or
right.
that I have to, you know, keep doing something right to deserve that.
Right. Right.
So that's been one issue. And then the second thing that comes to mind is, you know, I guess I don't have a clear idea of what, being in my feminine core as far as being in the workplace looks like. And
mm-hmm.
if you have some specific examples of that, how, you know, the ideas of love, light, and emotion translate to, you know, being at work and working with someone.
You bet.
That would be awesome.
You bet. Those are such great questions. Thank you so much for that. Because here's the thing, when I teach this stuff and I tell women that they're about love, light, and emotion, man, do they freak out. It's like, well, what am I supposed to do? Just walk around just gushing love and crying all the time? It's like, no. not remotely, but you know, isn't it amazing? It's amazing that in our culture, that's the first place somebody's going to go, because
exactly.
we don't have a frame of reference.
Right.
Literally, we just don't have a frame of reference. So we're of course going to go to those extremes. So I want to talk about the first thing that you mentioned, the struggling with perfectionist tendencies and afraid of letting him down, etc. You're totally in your shadow when you're in there.
Yes, I can feel that. It's yeah. very fear-based.
Yeah, it's totally fear-based, which is, and so it's fascinating. This is so great to examine. So I want you to think in terms of, and this is the image that's coming into my head, so I'm just going to go with it because it's so archetypal. So the boss, your boss, is the king, and he really is a king. He sounds like it. I mean, he's very heroic. He's very present. He's very strong, and he definitely feels to me like he does place the good of all in front of the good of one. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's the king. And when you're in your shadow, you are in your masculine. Okay. You're in your shadow masculine. You're not in your, you know, your healthy masculine. So let's just set that aside. You're in the shadow place. And so what you are is you're like this little, you're like a little page that's waiting to be knighted, right? And you're running around like a little squirrel, worried that the king is dissatisfied with you or unhappy with you. And you end up working your energy up, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. You get frantic, you get frazzled. And the whole thing is based on this idea that somehow you're going to be rejected by the king, correct?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So translate that to what's really going on inside of you. What are you truly afraid of? What is the rejection that you're actually responding to? Ding, 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 ding.
I'm going to go with God.
Yeah. Go with God, because that's the answer. You know, everything comes down to that self-worth issue, truly.
Yes. That makes sense.
And that's really how, and isn't that fascinating how that gets translated through the psyche? God is expressing himself very clearly through this man who happens to be an authority figure for you. He is in that king role. Here's the good news, kiddo. As a queen, you can't let him down. As a queen, all you have to do is continue to support him, that's your job, isn't it? I mean, your job is exactly. So I think that the first and foremost thing that I would tell you to do is you want to take a look at the self-worth issues that you're dealing with, because those have nothing to do with your boss. They have nothing to do with that job. They have to do with your belief structure and how you see yourself in the world. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. And I can see, you know, when I have worked in the past with, you know, say women, I've worked with some women who are definitely in their shadow masculine. And so that fear was coming from the outside.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
And now it's coming from me.
You bet. And what's so great about it is you're being gifted with this incredible opportunity to see that so clearly, because you are getting the good stuff. You know, you are getting that true polarity. And anytime we have, you know, it's the blessing and the curse. The curse of the belief that you're carrying is obvious. It's making you squirrely and you're, you know, unsure of things. But the blessing in that is that you have drawn into your life an experience to shine this incredible neon arrow exactly at what needs to be healed in you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just amazing. I love how God works when he sets those things up for us. I could just see him up there with this just Cheshire Cat grin on his face going, oh, yeah, she's going to get it. I know she's going to get it. So first and foremost, deal with the belief system that you're carrying. And then the other thing is, this is where, because part of the quote unquote role of the feminine is to trust the masculine. Now, we can argue all day long until the cows come home about how hard that can be when a man is not trustworthy. Absolutely, I'm not arguing with that. But nonetheless, at the end of the day, you can be with a man who is completely trustworthy, 100% trustworthy, off the charts trustworthy. And if you've got trust issues as a woman, you're still not going to trust him.
Right. Make
sense?
Yes.
So your job is to continue to trust. If this boss has been as open and honest and forthright and as much of a protector provider as he's been so far, you have no reason to expect him to be any different, which means if there is truly something that he needs from you that you're not doing, he is going to step up to the plate in a very masculine way, and he's going to let you know.
Yes, that's very true. He's very clear about those kind of things.
So. You bet. So when you're in that position of running around like a little squirrel and trying to figure out what you need to do, you're actually vibrating, I'm not kidding you, energetically, a lack of trust in this man, which will ultimately energetically translate. Kid you not. It's all energy. So really be willing to catch yourself on that. Remind yourself that you can trust him, and you can trust God through him, more importantly.
Okay. So,
does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
And I will guarantee you the number one thing to do is deal with the self-worth issues. That's going to shift the heck out of that. So just, you know, be really clear that is not about him. It's about you, and that's the gift. It's a pretty cool thing. And then don't, you know, because of the perfectionist tendencies, don't beat yourself up for the fact that you get squirrely, right? You know, just observe it. And then if you do beat yourself up for getting squirrely, don't beat yourself up for beating yourself up. Just observe it. Okay?
Got it.
All right. And so then the second thing that you talked about, how do you practice that love, light, and emotion thing in a working environment? Well, cannot emphasize this more, ladies and germs. It is energetic in nature. So sometimes it's not even a matter of doing anything. It's a matter of being in a particular energy. And the way to do that is to be connected to it, to think about it, to imagine it in you, come up with some visualizations of it. This is totally where the God thing is the strongest variable. Because if you're walking in your world on all fronts, not just at work, but if you're walking in the world with a clear connection to God, you've got angels surrounding you, you got your guides you're working with, you got that whole little magical thing going on, which is, again, this incredible aspect of the feminine. I tell you what, I am so thrilled that I chose to come in as a woman in this lifetime, because it's so much fun. You know, that whole magic thing is so amazing. So if you're really willing to grab onto that quality in you and that divinely hardwired nature and start to just be in that and utilize that, that's going to automatically come across as love, light, and emotion. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And it also, I just had an aha that the answer to the first question is the answer to the second question.
Well, you are really good, honey. Yes, and would you care to elaborate on that for the listeners?
Well, as I'm able to, you know, let go of that worry and that concern, I'm going to naturally relax more into, you know, my feminine core. Yeah. And things will just flow.
Things will literally just flow. That is the key to this. And it's interesting. This is, again, how polarity operates. For the masculine, there is more of a sense of doing in the masculine. You know, there's a way that they need to do things in the world to be in their masculine. For the feminine, it's just a matter of being in her feminine energy. And your intuition is a phenomenal tool, and it's so interesting. John Gottman, who has the Marriage Institute, I think it's called that, here in Seattle, and just an amazing guy, relationship expert. Anyway, he talks about that feminine intuition. He calls it the crap detector. And he says that a woman can tell when a relationship's going sideways long before a man will ever remotely know something's going on, and that any man with half a brain is going to pay attention to his woman's intuition. And I love that philosophy. It's so true. And so in the working situation, your boss is very masculine. I guarantee you a big part, Liz, of why he is the way he is with you is because you are in your feminine. And I'm going to repeat myself. I can guarantee you can go back to 5 other shows and I've said this exact same thing. Nothing inspires true heroic masculine faster or surer than true feminine. That whole, you know, behind every great man, there's a great woman. That is an iconic saying for a reason. It's true. You inspire the hero in him. You don't even have to do anything to inspire that in him. And so know that. You got to own that about yourself. And that's part of that whole self-worth issue. You have to know that you're that powerful, and you have to know that he's responding to you and wants to protect and provide for you. It makes him feel like a hero. And that's the coolest thing of all about polarity. I want you to imagine, this is for everybody, this is how it works. If the masculine is truly heroic and he creates true safety, then the feminine can relax and she can shine. And when she shines, we're talking love. We're talking divine love that literally just goes out and affects everything around her. And that makes the hero feel even more heroic. So he rises even higher to the occasion to slay even greater dragons, which makes her feel even safer, which means she shines bigger, which makes the hero even more heroic, which makes the feminine more. Hello, are we getting the concept here?
Yeah.
This is an extraordinary, exponentially growing energy that is literally inarguable. I am not kidding you. It is as solid as the law of gravity. So the more you can own, and that's what has to happen for you. You have to own the fact that you're shining, and you got to shine more, and you got to have God in the picture on that one, and trust your intuition. When you intuit that your boss needs something, or you intuit that something's going on, be really brave enough. This is where the courage for the feminine comes in. Be brave enough to say something to him. And we talked about this a couple shows ago. It's okay to say, you know what? I'm not sure why I'm feeling this, but this is what I'm feeling. Just wanted to run it past you. See what you thought. I'm telling you something, kiddo, 9 times out of 10, he's going to look at you and go, wow, that is exactly what I need. And guess what that's going to make him want to do?
It's going to step up even more.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
And we have had a couple of those situations now that I'm thinking about it. So that's an awesome way to look at it.
Oh, it's so powerful. The best and most important way that you can start with that is to just own that aspect of yourself. And the thing that I want everybody to understand is that this is not something that you turn on like a light switch. You want to choose to walk in the world like this. This is literally, your core is how you show up in the world. It just is.
Right. Right.
And shadow is how you show up in the world. How you do anything is how you do everything. So if you're in your shadow, you're going to be in your shadow everywhere. And you're not going to be able to just, you know, flip a switch and be totally in your core at work because you, we've talked about this, and then go home and be in your shadow. You know, you got, it's all about really, it's all about authenticity.
Right.
So does that help?
That helps so much. Thank you so much.
Sweetheart, you're welcome. And thank you. Those were amazing questions. Amazing questions. Because I guarantee you, a lot of people are out there going, I don't know how to translate this stuff. It's hard. It's difficult. It's really complicated. I'm digging the opportunity to just continue to talk about this and expand on it. It's really powerful.
Yeah, it's great. And thanks for doing this show.
Oh, sweetheart. Well, and in fact, listeners, this little darling is the reason we're doing this show. It was her inspiration. So you were totally feminine. You totally inspired me. You're my muse. I love it. It was awesome.
Oh, thanks.
You bet, sweetheart. My pleasure. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Sammy. So, Liz, thanks again, honey girl. This is,
thank you.
You bet. This is Michelle Morgan, listening to Living on a Prayer. Stay tuned.
With your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense 4-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
This is Living on a Prayer. You're listening to Michelle Morgan. So, we're going to go to the phone lines here in a moment. Just wanted to remind y'all that you can hop onto the host page on Contact Talk Radio. On the right side, you can click on iTunes to subscribe to this show, and you can rate this show. So that's pretty groovy. And again, archives available on the media page at michellemorgan.org. And I would love it if you would send the show. Email the show to people. If you got somebody that you know could listen to this and get something out of it, email this particular episode or any of them. And same, you can share them on your Facebook. Pretty groovy. I had no idea you could do all that cool stuff. So Cameron, thank you for bringing me hip to that dude. So I think I know what Sammy wants to talk about on the phone here, but I just want to say that one of the things that I think can be confusing sometimes is that so far we've talked in terms of this polarity issue at work with, you know, male bosses, female coworkers, etc. But the same thing works when you got a woman boss, because 99.9% of the time, I guarantee you right now in this world, she's going to be in her shadow masculine. And so you have to inspire her feminine by staying in yours. But it can be very, very challenging because that's shadow energy, and shadow begets shadow. So we'll talk more about that. And I've just made an executive decision that next week's show is going to be part two of this very subject, because I've got some other really cool stories to share that we ain't going to get to because I want to talk to my callers. So, Sammy, honey girl, you on the line?
Hello.
Hi, babe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So what's your questions, darling?
So my question is, as you know, I've been doing a lot of work, and I really feel like I'm moving out of my shadow and yes. much closer to my feminine core.
Yes.
And because of that, I'm starting to see just some observing some different changes at work. Particularly in female bosses, right. or fortunately now coworker, that person has moved out from a boss.
Oh, good.
Kind of situation, which is great.
Yes.
That they really don't know how to behave around me. it's very odd. Intuitively, it's just kind of an awkward thing when we're in meetings or meet in hallways.
Right.
And definitely someone that's in their shadow and that's reacting to pretty much the very strong shadow culture we have
yeah.
going on right now.
Yeah. I would love to get a little more detail. And when you say that they don't know how to act around you, tell me more what's going on. What are you seeing in that?
Well, typically this person was very over bossy, demeaning, mm-hmm. Would just shout, you know, something,
right.
Outburst, you know, not a nice, calm conversation.
Right.
And then in the most recent meeting, they just sort of sat there and almost stammered at one point. It was just very odd because I was so used to that and ready to just observe it, watch it go by, not take it personally anymore.
Right.
And it didn't happen.
That's such a wonderful manifestation of exactly what we're talking about. When you are in your core, everybody else will respond differently to you. And what you're experiencing is that this other person, this other woman, she doesn't know how to be in her core. So, but being in her shadow doesn't work, right? Energetically
right.
around you. So she literally is just neutralized in some ways. And that's what you'll start to see. Typically, I hate to use that word because everything can be different, but there is a relative chain of events that will typically happen when you shift the energy. When somebody's super in their shadow, they're either going to be neutralized by your core or they're going to react to your core in an even more, expanded shadow for a little while. And that's why the whole God piece is so crucial, because it's, and speaking from very personal experience on this one, and being in the world and opening in your feminine in this very scary reality that we have is incredibly challenging. And talked about this before, but it bears repeating. The feminine heart is like a sea anemone. It will open and close very quickly, and it will shut down instantly if a shadow passes over. You know how you'll see those little, in films, you'll see those little critters down at the bottom of the ocean and a big old shark will, go across hundreds of feet up. But the shadow alone will make that little creature down at the bottom shut down. Well, it's real similar energetically for the feminine when we are, energetically around the shadow. And because we're intuitive creatures, we're going to be picking up on that stuff well before it's even expressed. You know, we're going to pick up on the shadow before the shark actually crosses our path. So it's really challenging when you're in a position where your core is starting to show and someone's having an even louder shadow response to it. And that's why having God as your ultimate masculine protector provider is so important, because that will then allow you, to the best of your human ability — you're not going to be perfect at this, nobody is — that will allow you to stay as open as possible. And then ultimately you're going to see that person, the fuse go down, and you're going to see them sputter and stammer typically and neutralize. And then the cool thing, Sammy, honestly, if you keep working on what you're working on and you keep shifting and you keep coming more into your core, and you do the prayer stuff that we've talked about, then that woman very likely will start to open up in her core. Have a great story about a client of mine that had that experience. She had a woman who was just same, almost exact same MO, would yell things, you know, across the board meetings, and she was demeaning and just mean-spirited. And my client would typically respond in kind. And wow, she could go head-to-head with this chick in a big way. In fact, their office histrionics were pretty famous, actually, in the office. Anyway, she did the women's program and learned the polarity stuff and really did some work on herself and had a situation with that same woman where she came at her, and my client just stayed in her core really, really strongly. And this other woman literally burst into tears and told her, "I'm so sorry. I cannot believe I'm acting this way." And she just spilled all of this stuff that she'd been dealing with, huge personal stresses, as well as, and my client said she literally had to stop from having her jaw just drop because she'd never seen this woman be that vulnerable. And they talked and worked it out, and the woman never ever treated her that way again. Never treated my client with so much more respect and was so much clearer about her own feminine energy. And it was amazing. And so, you know, those are some pretty powerful examples. And, you know, anybody listening out there is going, yeah, and there we go again with the whole emotion thing, women bursting into tears. But you know what? Bottom line, hello. Emotion is the power tool of the feminine. And whoever started this whole philosophy of, you know, tears are weakness and all that other stuff, you know, I'm sorry. That's just a sad, tragic thing, because they're not. And that doesn't mean that you're going to burst into tears at every given opportunity. But the interesting thing is, if you're truly in your feminine core, you're not out of control with your emotions. Your emotions are very germane to the experience that you're in. It's pretty amazing. So tell me what you would love to know most about how to handle your situation, darling girl. Anything in particular?
I'm just watching it with interest right now.
Isn't that fun?
Because it just shocked me so.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and like I say, I can promise you that you're going to see more changes. So I'm going to give you some little tools and things that you can do kind of almost as an experiment to see what happens. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay. I will put these prayers up on my Facebook like I always do, but I want to just put these out there for people. Anybody that's dealing with difficult coworkers, do some prayer for them. First of all, surround them with angels. I don't mean the cute little bare butt Valentine cherubs. I mean the great big guys with the 20-foot wingspans, you know, the archangels. And surround them, literally. They have a posse of angels around them at all times. One of the best prayers is, "I bless you, and I bless you for the goodness of God that is within you. I bless you, and I bless you for the goodness of God that is within you." You're literally claiming that person's higher energy for them, because they're obviously not capable of doing it themselves. Another great prayer is, "I am in true relationship with all people and all situations now." And that will further claim and personify that nature of being in true core energy with people. And the other prayer that I absolutely love, that I have used to significantly magical ends in my life: "I praise my world now. My world is full of charming people who now lovingly help me in every way."
Oh, I like that one.
I know, isn't that great? "I praise my world now. My world is full of charming people who now lovingly help me in every way." That is claiming the good. That's claiming the good people. That's claiming the good energy. And when you claim it, it has to show up. So I want you to just keep on being in that observation mode, keep working on your, you know, ownership of your core, and keep observing and see what happens with this woman. I'll be so curious, and I know that the listeners will be too, so would love to hear from you on down the line about that.
Okay.
Okay. So thanks for calling, darling girl.
Thank you.
It's great talking to you.
Always.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie. We're going to go to Jennifer in London. Jennifer,
hello.
Are you there? Hi, baby. Are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. Great show.
Thank you. So what's happening with you, sister?
Well, I have this guy that I work with, and he is a manager, okay. But he's not my direct boss.
Okay.
But he is just a bully. And I don't know why, but it really bothers me. I've caught him in a lot of lies, and I've just seen him do some really unfair things. And I don't know why, but it just, I don't, it's really difficult for me to be around him and to work with him when I know that he's doing so many shady things.
You bet. And here's,
and I know it's something that I probably need to heal within myself to be able to deal with it.
No,
but
nope. Time out. This goes to what Liz was talking about earlier, how she, you know, felt like she needed to do something different. So yeah, there's always things that you can do differently. There's no question about that. But you are not causing that guy to be the kind of unscrupulous character that he is.
Well, that's true. I'm not.
Okay.
very true.
And your reaction to him is 100% authentic, instinctual polarity. The feminine does not feel safe when she is around a man or anybody who's in their shadow. And
yeah, that's true.
And a man who is corrupt, unscrupulous, and a bully is not in his core in the least. He is total shadow at that point. And so there's no way, kiddo, no way in the world that you're going to feel safe around that. And you shouldn't. That's the point of your intuition. The point of your intuition is your intuition should be screaming that this guy is not necessarily being a good human being right now.
Yeah, you know what's so interesting? Before I even realized how he was and everything,
you
when I was
it.
Around him, my stomach would hurt.
Amen, sugar. Amen. Uh-huh. Several shows ago when we were doing the whole kids in polarity thing, I told that story about the school shooting and all that. And the same thing. Your instincts told you immediately that something wasn't right with this guy. But I'll bet you just questioned what was wrong with your stomach or what was wrong with you that you were feeling that way.
You know what? I actually was like, you know what? I think he might be lying.
Good. Amen. Yes. So here's what you do with that. You continue to stay in observation mode. You know that you don't trust him. Don't expect yourself to trust him. Don't expect that you should feel differently. It's uncomfortable,
okay.
But it makes it worse when you have this expectation that you should be handling it better. Just get rid of that. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
You're handling it brilliantly. You're feeling what you're feeling. This is where God comes in. You turn it over to God. You ask God, A, to protect you from this dude's garbage, and B, you trust that if you are meant to have an impact in this situation, in other words, if you're supposed to be a whistleblower of some sort, or you're supposed to have any kind of role in changing this situation, God will guide you to do that, and he will guide you to do it brilliantly and totally effectively. You have to trust that that's the case, okay?
Okay.
So in the meantime, you do a lot of prayer stuff. Those prayers I just gave out, those are perfect. Those are so perfect. And you surround this guy.
Yeah, when you were saying them, I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah. That guy needs so many angels around him that he doesn't take a breath without choking on a feather. I'm not kidding you. just surround the dude with angels. In fact, angels that are holding full-length mirrors so that this guy is surrounded by himself and has to take a look at his own stuff. That's a powerful visualization. So do that. Trust your instincts. Your intuition will guide you to, you know, do what you need to do to take care of yourself in this situation. Don't trust him because he's not trustworthy.
Yeah,
but
it's just weird because, like, in some situations, I'll back up a second. I don't trust him, but I'll still expect him to act professional.
Yes.
And then he'll just, I don't know why it shouldn't shock me when he doesn't.
Exactly. Yeah. No, isn't it amazing the expectations that we have of people? It's kind of like expecting a crazy person to be sane, you know?
You're right.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't put that on yourself. And furthermore, don't put it on him.
That's true.
And then the final thing that I want you to do, I want you to visualize those angels, and I want you to visualize his higher self and hold the space for that, whatever that looks like. Okay. And then I want to hear back from you, kiddo. I want to know what starts to happen with that. Okay.
Cool.
All right, darling. Thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you so much.
It's great to talk to you again, and we'll talk to you in the not so distant future.
Okay. Cool. Thanks.
Take care, babe.
You too. Bye.
Wow. All right. Definitely part two. Part two next week. I want y'all to think about situations. If you got questions about this stuff, shoot me an email or be ready to call me next week and we'll chat about it. Thanks, Barb, for all your groovy stuff as usual. This is Michelle Morgan. You've been listening to Living on a Prayer. Have a great week, people. I'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.